Thank you so much. It was I got to come last year with Wendy. Were you guys all here last year with Wendy? It was so funny when I was here. I just like, man, I love this place. I love this church. This feels like a family, but it feels like a scary family. Like, this is the kind of family you don't want to mess with. This is so, you guys are a terror to the enemy, and I just can feel it in here. There's such a strength and depth, and it's funny. Last night, when we were at the pastor's house, they just blessed us and gave us wonderful words, and it was just awesome. But then this morning, both of you just said, it's so funny, you'll just be either praying or talking or doing whatever, and the stuff that just falls out of your mouth that is just normal to you is revelatory.
Yeah.
It's revelatory conversation. It's one thing to take a mic and preach and teach. It's another thing that you just can't help. Revelation just falls out of your face. Mm. I thought, and it just, the thought that I had was, Aaron and I pastored for years, and when we stepped out of pastoring, I remember the agony of my heart for our people. And because we had put good truth in them about Jesus, and we didn't want someone to come in behind and go back to legalism and all that kind of stuff. And I remember that wrestle, yeah. And the thought was, I would hand my church over to these two any day.
Oh, yeah.
Any day. And that is like, to me, is huge. It's the care for the most important thing in our life. And so I just love it here.
I would hand it over and then attend it.
Yeah, hand it over and then attend it. And tithe. Totally give offerings. I'd probably wash your car. We want to introduce our amazing, wonderful, wonderful friends, family, team that are with us. So Ariel, she has been with us now for 4 years. I think 4 years. It's probably 5 years now. Probably five. Just a powerful prophetic voice, crazy creative, wonderful woman. She paints, sings, dances. But they've been serving us. Her and her husband, Jan, did his internship with us, and we got her as a bonus, which is amazing. So she's been serving us forever, and she is just going to bless you. They have wonderful words. Debbie did her internship with us, which we're not supposed to say internship, our third year. So I'm sure most of you know we are from Bethel, and we're part of the Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry. And so they go through their school, and then they get to come and do a third year, and they chose us and just blessed us. And Debbie is, she's just Debbie. Powerful, profound teacher, speaker, and just such a huge gift. And so anyways, I want to release them to give some words over you guys.
They can use this one.
Yeah, Debbie is amazing. She walks in the presence of God and just spreading his presence and power and glory to everyone. So please start.
Yeah. It's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting us. I feel so rich. I don't know if you are aware of it. You might be. Sometimes when you're in it, when you're in a culture that is just, you know, saturated, you don't realize what you actually have. And so as a walking in, I'm a little bit of a nerd. I like to research. So I checked what the city was about and what the origin of the city was. And actually, this Rohard Park, is that how it's? Rohnert Park. Was named after a family that were seed farmers. And I thought, how appropriate is that? And I just felt the breath of Holy Spirit on the fact that you have been planting seeds in this church for such a long time. And I'm here to tell you that it is no longer seed planting time, that it is no longer watering time, but it is harvest time. And I saw a treasure chest. As we were worshiping, I just saw a treasure chest, and the treasure chest was full of jewels, and the jewels were your testimonies, that there is so much power in the testimonies that you have gone through. And each one of you has this beautiful story, and you're thinking, it's nothing. But each one of them is a reminder of how much God has been in your life. Just like when the Israelites went over the Red Sea, and the Lord said to them, build the little stones. You know, in remembrance. And why was it a remembrance? It was a remembrance that everybody that went by there would see what God had done. Yes. And you guys have this huge plethora of jewels of what God has done, and it is affecting legacy. And so I am here to speak to you and say, this is an Esther moment. For such a time as this, the wisdom and the testimonies that you've been sowing, the things that you have pondered, they are now necessary. You are mothers and fathers of this house. And there is coming a generation that do not have mothers and fathers. And you are prepared. Your pastors have been preparing you for such a time as this. And it has now come. And so I just want to release that.
Thank you, Debbie. Good morning, everyone. I'm so excited to be here today. I'm Ariel, and I have a few prophetic words for you, for some individuals. And then I would like to do something else, but let's start with prophetic words. So I just saw the couple on the back right there. And I have even a picture for you. If you can come here and I will give it to you. And this is Bernie Falls. It's like a picture of the Bernie Falls. And what I'm hearing over your life is that the refreshing water of Holy Spirit is coming into your life, and you will experience His love, His mercy, His grace on another levels than you experienced it before. So this picture is for reminding of His goodness in your lives. I have another picture, what I did like 5 years ago when I started with my creativity. And this is a forest and just night sky. And that's what I am seeing when I'm thinking about your church. I see open heaven. I see that God's glory is coming into this church. And it's just moving here. And it's moving through your lives. And it's so beautiful. It's colorful. And it's just, it's so deep. Yeah, so this is for your church. And the last picture is for you in a yellow shirt. Yeah. What's your name?
Christine.
What I'm hearing is that you are the light. And if you see on the picture is nature and trees. I took this picture, I think, 2 years ago when I was on a walk with kids. And the light went through the trees and it was amazing. And Holy Spirit talked to me that we are the light in the darkness. And it doesn't matter what's happening around us or in our life right now. But first, Jesus is the light. So He can shine through everything and we can see His light. And when we are watching Him, we are starting shining too, because His light is so huge. It goes through everything. So you are this light. And when you are looking at Jesus into His eyes, you are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And you are shining through everything.
Come on.
Do you have anything else? Okay, so I have something too, but I can speak later.
I just have a couple of quick words. The lady here with the black and white, what's your name? Yes.
Rosalyn.
Uh-huh. Rosalyn, I was sitting behind you in worship, and I just felt the presence of the Lord on you. The Spirit of the Lord is heavy upon you. And I felt that you had a prophetic mantle on your life, that the declarations that you've been declaring in the secret place, that God has not only heard them, but you have put a stake in the ground. And that stake in the ground is so strategic for what is going to be happening in this next time. I think you and your husband have been declaring. Is your husband? our friend. I can get myself in trouble here. The declarations that you have been making, even together, that just stating this is what is happening. These are the declarations that we are seeing. That all of heaven is crying yes and amen to that. And I just want to encourage you that your time is not done. You are not finished. And I felt the Lord had healing for you. So I'm just going to release his healing power to you right now. Yes, Jesus, I just thank you that you are touching Rosalind right now. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you for your healing power. And we say whatever was going on, we say no to that. You have things to do, places to go, and things to see in Jesus' name. Yeah. And I've got one more for Lou. Hi, Lou. Lou, when I was, I stalked you on the website. You like, how do you feel about that? Good. And your wife's name is Susan, right? Sharon. Okay. This is a two-part word. First, for you, I felt immediately I was reminded of Bezalel. The gifted workman, where the spirit of the Lord, the Ruah, was on him, and he had wisdom, he had understanding, and he was very gifted with his hands. The anointing was on the hands, and the Lord just highlighted your hands, that there is so much healing on your hands, and I felt that the Lord was saying to both of you that as you are ministering to people, that freedom is coming, that freedom, you deliver freedom to the captives. I don't know what kind of ministry you have, but I saw especially for younger generations, younger men, that as you speak and that you're very practical, and the practical way that you show them love is the actual way that God shows them his love. And so the Spirit of the Lord is on you, and as you make plans, you're a builder. As you make plans, as you start building big people and empowering big people, it is going to have a cultural change in this area. And so I just want to bless you both. Yeah. Sharon? Yes. I saw wisdom and insight over you. It's like the Lord has given you these prophetic downloads that are just, you don't have to speak much, but what you say has such weight and such clarity on it. You'll say something and people are like, oh, I've never seen it like that. I've never thought of it like that. And it's as if the Spirit of the Lord just speaks through you in your kindness, in your mildness, in your love for people. You've got a gentle touch, but it is not to be mistaken for a fierce sword.